Welcome to Behind the Investigation with Atlanta News First Investigates. I'm Chief Investigator Brendan Keefe, joined once again by Better Call Harry. Hi, Harry.
Hello, Chief Investigator Brendan Keefe.
So good to have you here, as always. It's always entertaining on Behind the Investigation when we have Better Call Harry here. And you know what? One thing, I know you have a special place in your heart for parking citations of all kinds. I know you don't like boots. I know you don't like when the city doesn't mark a spot.
That's
properly.
True.
But this is one I'd never heard before. Getting essentially a notice that you owe thousands and thousands of dollars for violations in a state you've never visited.
You know what? And this came in as an email to our team and it got flagged. And you look at this and you're like, wait, what? Okay, she lives in Metro Atlanta. She's receiving violations from a parking deck in Miami, Florida. How the heck did that happen? And it's not like it's just one or two violations. It's 10, 15, 20, 30, 50, 100. It goes on. You got to see how this one ends.
Let's take a look and listen.
This is crazy.
Alfreda Parks can't explain it. She sits before a mountain of debt. Piles of $87 violations stating she didn't pay to park on private property.
This, I don't need this extra stress. You know, I've got my own stress.
Alfreda is a single mom who works in Atlanta, but the violations are coming from a private parking deck in downtown Miami. The deck uses surveillance and a parking enforcement company to bill people who don't pay. Every violation shows a red Chevy Equinox with a Florida tag.
I even would email and say, boot the car. Then the real owner will show up.
Hang on. Zoom into the car's bumper. That is a sticker from a Chevy dealership in Conyers. That's Elfrida's old car.
$87. Oh, I forgot this. Don't laugh. This is not funny.
Oh, come on.
She bought the car new. However, she traded it in 2 years ago. The enforcement company, Parking Revenue Recovery Services out of Denver, erroneously traced the car back to Alfreda instead of the car's current registered owner. We know this because the Florida's Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles told us so. It appears the parking company software may be outdated since this vehicle has not been in Ms. Park's possession since 2022.
That's the thing. I've even tried calling the mayor of Miami.
She received the first violation in September, so she complained to the Better Business Bureau and it stopped, but then it started up big time. Packets loaded with $87 violations.
Do you have any idea how many of these you have?
The alleged Miami parking deck violator ran up the tab. It felt like we counted for days.
Can you hold on a second? Can I use your bathroom?
Yeah, just follow the trail.
Alfreda knows what she'd like to do with the citations. We counted 292.
292 times
$87
equals... Just take a wild guess, or did you already see?
Oh my gosh.
You owe $25,000.
If you remove the duplicates, the real total is $10,764. That includes a $585 convenience fee. The first thing Atlanta News First Investigates did was notify the parking deck manager, and the next day, Alfreda's old car got towed. Then we contacted Parking Revenue Recovery Services for an explanation. And here's their response. We have removed you for all of the notices and put the new owner information in our system as of yesterday. In other words, she's off the hook.
I must say that I'm relieved. Now, all of these bills are over.
Discard the citations, Alfreda. Your new balance is zero.
Hey, where's the toilet paper?
Use the invoices.
Now, Harry, I've been doing this for more than 33 years now, and I don't think I've ever seen a story end precisely like it did. I'm sure those of you who are listening in our podcast could hear what happened, but absent the sound of a flushing toilet, you wouldn't know exactly how that ended. I always appreciate your sort of human take on everything, but the idea of using the parking violations because she was out of toilet paper, that's one I've never seen before and actually hope to never see or hear again.
Well, listen, it's our job, since we're talking behind the scenes, it's our job to make these stories interesting. I really didn't have to do much embellishment here because the story was nuts, but we're at her house and she's counting all of these violations. And then I started counting them. And there's a whole time lapse where we go through and we get to 292.
It's unreal.
And so I'm like, let's create a trail all the way to the bathroom because that's where these things need to go, in the toilet.
Right. Because these people are full of.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so that's what we did. And I just kind of looked at her and I interrupted her during the counting and said, hey, can I use your bathroom? And it just kind of evolved from there. And it turned in kind of a fun way to tell the story.
It was.
For a very frustrating situation, because I'm trying to think about this. What are the takeaways here for somebody if this starts happening to you? And it's tough. It's persistence, because I don't think that this parking violation company would have given up or stopped if she just hadn't kept complaining. She'd already got them to stop it once through the Better Business Bureau. But think about if she'd had to hire an attorney.
Right. It's just, that's the problem with all of these, is you're up against sort of a very powerful organization, and it's just, and you're down here. But when you get Better Call Harry involved, it levels the playing field.
Thank you for that. Sometimes I think the media has an important role. And sometimes, it's true. We have a big megaphone.
And we're universally loved. I mean, that's the other nice thing about being a member of the media. We're universally loved, right?
Well, I am. Anyway, so you have that megaphone, and it has an influence. So when I did finally reach the company, the spokesperson for the company was listening to what I was saying, and then he was like, okay, how did this happen?
Right.
And then on top of all this, there was the whole behind the scenes story where I got in touch with the guy who towed the actual car. And it turns out at the end of this, that the person who was parking in that lot was paying for the space. And
so, in other words, the violations weren't valid, even if it was her car.
The violations weren't valid. I don't know who's responsible, how this happened, but at the end of the day, the parking violation company decided to wipe the bill for everybody. This, bottom line, this never should have happened. And it stopped because of our report. Unfortunately, I hate the fact that someone had to get towed because of it.
Yeah, it's really unreal. I always love to tell people what they should do to protect themselves, but there is nothing she could have done to keep this from happening to her. Is that correct?
No, I don't think so. It was like, okay, where did they get the information from? One person suggested, I'm not going to say who of these companies that I dealt with, that maybe it was the Department of, the Florida Department of Highway Transportation Safety. I forget their official name, but go with me on this, that maybe they had, or registration, that maybe they had the wrong information. I called them. That's part of the investigation too, making sure you got all your ducks in a row. And they're like, no, this has always been registered to the correct person in Florida. So it turns out it may have been an old list that the parking company had. I'm not sure that we'll ever know.
Yeah. I had that happen to me once before, where I grew up in Connecticut. I had a car registered there. I left the state and I was still getting these property tax bills, because there they actually tax cars like they tax boats in Georgia, as at the same millage rate as a house. And they said I owed all this money. I'm like, I don't own this car anymore, but two, I don't even live in your state. But of course, when they want their money, they want their money. And it's very hard, because the burden is on you, the victim, instead of on the accuser.
Right.
Which is because in our criminal courts, not to, get on a soapbox here, but on our criminal courts, the burden is on the accuser, or you have a right to face your accuser, and the burden's on the government to prove you guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. But outside of a criminal environment, in a civil environment, and this was a private parking deck and a private individual, the burden is really on the victim to prove they're innocent, because otherwise they could have sent this to collections and they could have gone after her.
That's where you don't want it to go. If it goes to collections, then you've got a dispute, you've got it on your record, and you're stuck with that for, you know, the next 7 years if it stays there before you get to start over. And a hit like that mm-hmm. is huge.
Does the FCRA play a role in this, the Fair Credit Reporting Act? I mean, I guess it didn't get to that point, thankfully, because she better called Harry. What's the past tense of better call Harry?
Better call Harry leaves because it's Friday and I'm tired. No,
better called Harry.
No,
we should do a whole promo on that. I better called Harry.
You know, it
and I got my money back.
Will you let me finish? It didn't have to reach that point. It could have, but at the same time, we also found out, and this is another behind the scenes part of the investigation, that the Parking Revenue Recovery Service had been investigated, we found out, by the Attorney General in Colorado. And they got fined, or they didn't get fined. They came to an agreement. There was a settlement because they had been billing the wrong people.
Wow. Fascinating. Any final thoughts?
Other than I want to go home? No.
We're recording this on a Friday afternoon, folks.
A final thought. I want people to listen. I want people to have fun. I want people to learn. And that's all I got.
I got you. And on Monday, we expect you to better call Harry. I'm Chief Investigator Brendan Key for Atlanta News First Investigates. You've been listening to and watching Ed Behind the Investigation. And you can stream us on Atlanta News First Plus. Go to AtlantaNewsFirst.com to read our articles or watch our videos. You can also see us on YouTube, and you can listen to our podcast, Behind the Investigation, wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you next time.